Over the last week, I've come across 3 scientific sightings from 3 different studies on how the ability to tolerate ambiguity and uncertainty positively impacts our mental health and social interactions. What researchers are finding is that tolerance and seeking out situations that are uncertain, new, and unfamiliar can actually have a positive impact on our emotional and relational well-being. Dr. Todd Kasdan is one such researcher, and he's the professor of psychology at the Center for Advancement of Well-Being at George Mason University. And in his book, Curious, he lists 3 things he says are proven to create a consistent trajectory of improved well-being over time. So get these. 1, thrive on uncertainty. We rarely look forward to the tension that accompanies uncertainty, but research shows that these feelings lead to the most intense and long-lasting positive experiences. New and uncertain activities make people happier and create more meaning than familiar routines. Retrain your brain to benefit from the pleasures of surprise and uncertainty, and do the same for the people around you. Children do this, but for some reason as adults, we tend to get locked into routine. 2, find the unfamiliar in the familiar. As soon as we think we're experts, we stop paying attention and start falling back into scripts, labels, and categories. That's especially true in the workplace. Yet scientists have discovered that the value of attending to what we don't know about people and how they differ from us, instead of relying on what we already know and how they are similar to us, impacts us greatly. Encourage your team to make this mindset switch. You'll develop stronger bonds, squelch prejudice, and help your star players avoid being blinded by their expertise. 3, be a safe haven for the risks and joys of others. So to take risks and experiment with new ways of thinking and acting, we need to feel safe and secure. If you want workers to be creative, be responsive when they share past explorations and future plans and risks. If they feel uncomfortable, let them know that anxiety is naturally when trying new things, and help them press into the delight of the new experience. I hope this was helpful to you. Talk to you next week.